Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It is the middle of July, leaning toward the end of July, and we are full on with the summer garden veggies.
We are. Now, I must say that this podcast is not nearly as dramatic as the last one.
I liked the last one.
I liked the last one too, but we really didn't hear much from people. So either people didn't listen or they thought it was kind of dumb. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we've been known to push the edge.
Yeah. But, you know, we have to come up with something new and different. And it is dramatic around here sometimes.
It can be. We definitely want to keep you all entertained with the happening here at the farm. And there is always something happening.
Yes, there is.
So we have started eating tomatoes. And I love tomato season.
Yeah, I do too. It's been a little slower this year. And, you know, my tomatoes did very well to start out, and then they kind of just slowed down. And then I pulled all of the first blooms off, so I knew they were going to be delayed, and, you know, did some pruning. And but they are full on right now.
But you did all of those things with
a
purpose.
I did it intentionally. Yeah, not growing smaller plants. I didn't do that part.
But your purpose in the pruning and pulling right. first blooms and all of that, can you talk a little bit about why you did that and what the end result is?
The reason to do that is, one, to have bigger fruit. And prematurely, if those fruit, you know, you're going to have early ripe tomatoes, but I would rather have more later, have bigger tomatoes. We have beautiful,
oh my goodness,
beautiful ones setting, and they're finally starting to ripen. And we had a beautiful one last night. It was called Big Rainbow.
It was so good.
Yeah, it's a new one this year, and it had really good reviews. I got the seed from Johnny's. And it was delicious. It's a kind of yellow pink striped, similar to a German striped German. Excellent, excellent. And it's big and beautiful and fun.
It was. And I'll try to remember to add the picture as the feature picture of how we ate that last
yeah,
night, how it was
good.
Presented. And that was fun for me to be able to do that kind of presentation with such a big, beautiful tomato.
And it's fun for me to grow the food, so.
It is.
Now, one thing that is a little bit of a challenge for me, speaking of tomatoes and other produce, is over, since we've been doing market, what, the last 5 years or so, we always take our best stuff to market. Our best produce, best looking, first, all of that goes to market. And this year, particularly during the pandemic, it's like anything that we can feel a little bit spoiled with, because there's so little that we feel comfortable doing right now. And one of those things is to eat our good produce. And so I have not taken tomatoes to market.
Yet. You
yet,
will.
Haven't even mentioned it. And you know, I had one lady at the market kind of chew me out because she asked me about if we had, why we didn't have tomatoes when the other vendors did. And, you know, what is with this? Last year, you know, I had the whole raggedy tomato thing, which, you
know,
I do love that. But, you know, I told her, yes, we have tomatoes. That sounds like a song or something.
About bananas, maybe?
Oh, okay. Bananas, tomatoes. I don't know. I get those two confused.
Right. They are both fruit.
Yes, they are. So she asked about, you know, why we didn't have tomatoes at the market, which, first of all, as a grower, really irritates me. But, you know, I told her that we did have tomatoes, but we were eating those. And then I felt really guilty about
growers guilt.
It's grower guilt. And I invented that. So you've heard it here first, because I tried to identify what is it that I feel when we're eating good food that I grow, and I get a little bit irritated that I feel guilty about that.
We have to eat too.
We do, and we eat mostly vegetables. But in the past, we've always eaten the ones that were rejected or weren't market worthy, or...
And I'm still willing to eat those.
Right, yeah, the ones
and I process,
that have bad spots or...
Right, I process those tomatoes, we store them up,
right.
We juice them, but...
And I'm okay with that, but to...
We
enjoy
also,
a really nice tomato.
Yes.
That was a treat. So
it was a treat.
I will share heirloom tomatoes maybe this week. I may start bringing some out to our farm stand and possibly the market. But so yeah, a little grower guilt there, and it's just the way it is. Trying to I will share, I promise. But, you know, you do feel kind of weird about taking food that you've grown when you're growing for market.
But, like I said, we do have to eat, too. And I appreciate all of these wonderful things that come in from the garden and that I get to play with and prepare in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's exciting for me.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really good to eat that and to go out to the garden, pick stuff, and you made it look really nice last night. That tomato was gorgeous anyway, but you put it on a Himalayan salt block, and you went out and cut some fresh basil, and it was just beautiful.
It was beautiful and fun.
Yes, and delicious.
And delicious.
And I'm not
Everything.
Feeling guilty right now because we did eat it.
We did. Speaking of things that are ripening now, you've also been picking blackberries.
Yes.
And that is
wild blackberries.
Yes. So that is a challenge in the wilds and the brambles and the snakes. And I think last year we talked about snakes.
Yeah. And I have a picture of a snake above the berries. So yeah, that's our berries are really tall, and I'm not very tall. So a lot of them will like take my hat off, and I mean,
not
they're
the snakes,
over,
the
no,
briars,
not the snakes, the briars, but they're over my head. And if you've ever picked wild blackberries, you know, they have like kind of like a little hook in the briar. So not only do they stick you, but if you don't pull it out the right direction, it'll really rip your skin. So yeah, you get ticks, you get chiggers, you get snakes above your head.
That part freaks me out more than anything.
You get cut up with it. Yeah. So it's a challenge.
It is.
To pick wild blackberries, but it's a treat too.
Those
and we have quite a few.
Have so much flavor, and they are so delicious. And what we do in terms of process is you pick them all. And as you bring them in.
And it'll take several weeks
it will.
To do that. They don't all come on at once.
Right.
It's not like you just take your nice little basket out there and skip out and pick them all and there they are.
So as you pick them, you bring them in and freeze them. And after the entire harvest is done, we will pull those in, thaw them out, clean them. And then I will begin my part of the process, which is juicing and making jam.
Getting those seeds out. And
yes, we only make
that's
seedless.
That's a messy, messy, messy process. Too.
Right. So it will be a few weeks yet before we have blackberry jam. But when we do, it will be delicious.
It will be delicious. And I wish we could just go out to the garden and pick a
jar of jam.
That would be fantastic, but it's a several week process.
It is.
And I think that's what makes it special, honestly.
Yes.
And it's not like, you know, you're going to the grocery store and just pick it off of the shelf. This has a lot of love and hard work. But I think when you taste it, it's just like, yeah.
It just
it's good.
Tastes like sunshine.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
It is delicious. So we've also been eating sweet corn.
Yes.
That has been fantastic. I love sweet corn season. And we have a special source for our sweet corn. Yeah,
we're very fortunate to have the source that we do.
And where we go pick sweet corn is, oh, about an hour away.
And this grower does not spray chemicals. So, yeah, there may be a few cornworms and a few little bugs maybe in the top or something of the corn. But if you can get away from that, which we don't mind. I mean, we cut around it or eat around it. And not every ear has that, but
you
some
just
will.
Clean those and
you just
watch for
clean
them.
Clean them up. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, growing up, that's how I remember sweet corn being.
Absolutely.
Usually it was on the end, so you just broke that off and you eat it. Not the end. Not the end with bugs, but the rest of it.
Right.
Yeah, I have to be clear here.
And to us, that is very important.
It is important that it's not sprayed.
What we are eating is non-GMO and not sprayed. And that's what we're offering to our customers as well, because some of our customers, that's important to them.
I would say the vast majority of our customers, that is really important. And particularly, we're in East Central Illinois, which is, I mean, sweet corn is one of the things.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing in Illinois. I mean, you don't start with just one ear or one kernel like some friends we know of corn. You know, we'll sit down to, we start with maybe three. I know that's
right.
Piggish, but that's just how we grew up. I mean, that's our meal.
You make a meal
tomatoes
out of sweet corn.
And corn.
Absolutely.
That's a very common summer meal for us. But, you know, most of the growers around here will spray them for bugs because people are used to seeing no bug damage. And you know, that's just what they're used to. They want it to look good. We're okay with that damage, and we're very open about this is what it's going to look like.
Right.
And, you know, so we're not trying to play tricks on any customers or anything, but that's our thing. And
it is.
We're sticking to it.
We are. And I think one kind of last topic maybe for this podcast is a new service we've been talking about from Five Feline Farm. We've had several requests for delivery, and
yeah.
I think particularly in these times where people are wanting to stay home, wanting to stay safe.
Stay away from crowds.
Stay away from crowds, that actually going to the market has presented a challenge for some of those folks. And we've been approached by a couple of different individuals about delivering in the Charleston area. And we've done that a few times and it's working out really well. So I think we're ready to expand that service through our website. You'll see more information coming about that. But we are going to expand that service from our farm so that you can have fresh vegetables from the farm. Any of our other products as well.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be, we're all about being inclusive and we don't want anyone to feel like that they can't have access to local food. I mean, we really know how important that is and we want people to have access to that. And so we've been doing some deliveries in Charleston on Saturdays after market. And I think that we're going to expand that and open it up to everyone to be able to do that. Not just the people that have specifically asked us to do it. It's like there's a need. We're seeing that there's a need and we feel like that's something that we can meet.
So if that is something you're interested in, you can contact us through email or our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter accounts. And we'll put that information in the show notes as well. We're going to get some additional information up on our website. And get in touch with us. We'll help you out.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. You know, I don't know exactly where all that's going to go, but I really would see that as a useful service. And we have been using some delivery service even out at the farm. And we've been doing a lot of pickup lately. And as, you know, things continue on, I think that that's probably going to be something that's useful for a while and hopefully long term.
That's right.
So Five Feline Farm to the rescue.
Yes. Watch for us.
The farm on the road.
Yay. We're going to come up with a cool name for our service too.
Yeah, we're working on some names. So if anybody has a suggestion.
Shoot those to us.
Yeah, go ahead. We've got some ideas. And, I don't know. But it's going to be fun.
It will.
So there you have it. Busy as always. And
excited about the farm.
We are excited about the farm. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.